We've got some poetry, I believe. Yeah. Okay, let me find the poetry music. We are still asking you if you want to join our esteemed list of people who are brave enough to write to us and deliver off poetry they or their teenage children have written. And I know it's a rotten, rotten thing to do. But
just
if you want
pass
to,
it off just as your teenage child.
That's what do. Please drop it off to us. And what does this poem represent?
Well, this is Paul in Epsom. He says, here's one I remember from being 15.
Okay.
It was written to celebrate his discovery of existentialism.
Right, well, this probably doesn't work in my romantic backing, but Ava LeMay, has he got a title or anything?
No, of course not.
Blank verse from, what's his name? Who is it from?
Paul.
Paul, listen to Paul, is brave enough to call the show and deliver off poetry he wrote when he was 15.
What are we but a funny kind of worm? What's real if absolute is a relative term? Everything's real if only in the mind. Reality is thus of figmentary kind. If the mind creates the universe, then what creates the mind? The answer is quite simple. That's what we're here to find. So how can it be that everything I see dissolves when I take another look? Could it be the sky's not really blue, and I'm just another you, and nothing's really real when you look hard enough?
It got up and finished fourth. That's the best I can say about it. It got up and it finished fourth. That bit about, that middle bit was as bad as anything we've had. Please, please, I'm begging you out there, keep them coming, because listening to 15-year-old poetry is what I want to do for 3 hours every morning. It's coming up to 8 o'clock.